Hello again. Well, folks, the fall weather is certainly upon us. With the chills and winds of autumn, it is time to take out our gloves and seasonal sweaters from the closets and drawers. And as each day's sunlight becomes shorter, I will welcome the seasonal adjustment in time this Sunday, when we will be falling back 1 hour so as to preserve the light. With the need to prepare for the longer nights and colder weather, I find myself identifying with Paul's warning words from today's first reading. Quote, "Therefore put on the armor of God, that you may be able to resist the evil of the day, and having done everything to hold your ground." Unquote. For besides the changes in time and weather, we can anticipate the changes that have been and will be necessary as we face the flu season, which, coupled with the regulations and restrictions of the COVID virus, will require further disciplines for the sake of health and safety. In other words, we need to arm ourselves from the viruses of this pandemic time. I'm not aware that St. Paul had to face any pandemic viruses during his times, but he certainly had his share of evils. As is told in the Acts of the Apostles and is recounted in several of his letters, St. Paul knew what it meant when he said that he put on the armor of Christ. Paul was certainly an example of someone who resisted the evil of his times and stood his ground. In so many ways, Paul was resilient in his faith. In recent times, due to the pandemic and other stressors of our lives, resilience has become an important virtue and popular word. The word comes from the Latin words resilient, meaning to rebound, to recoil. Applied to human behavior, resilience denotes how a person is able to maintain control of a situation and thinks of new ways to face life's challenges and tackle problems. We certainly can look to the ways in which healthcare providers have proven themselves resilient during this crisis. And I am aware of how parents and their children, teachers and their students have shown their resilience during these pandemic times. And there are so many other ways where people have proven themselves resilient. Theologian David Carr, in his book, Holy Resilience, The Bible's Traumatic Origins, described Paul's amazing resilience, designating Paul as the traumatized apostle. Carr presents Paul as someone who encountered terrors and traumas and had, through his faith in Christ, an amazing resilience to endure them all. Carr cites the passage in the second letter to the Corinthians where Paul lists the various evils that beset him. Quote, "Five times I've received 40 lashes. Three times I was beaten with rods. Once I received a stoning. Three times I was shipwrecked. For a night and a day I was adrift at sea, on frequent journeys, in danger from rivers, danger from bandits, danger from my own people, danger from Gentiles, danger in the city, danger in the wilderness, danger at sea, danger from false brothers and sisters, in toil and hardship. Through many a sleepless night, hungry and thirsty, often without food, cold and naked." Unquote. And so, friends, we might ask, how did Paul cope and hope through it all? What was the armor of his character by which he endured so much? Paul's armored resilience was his faith in the spirit of the crucified and risen Christ. It was this belief that served as his armor by which he turned his weakness into strength. In other words, the trauma of Jesus' cross became for Paul a way to deal with his own crosses. Might Paul's armored resilience be an example for all of us today amidst the pandemic and other stressors in our lives? This Friday evening at 7 p.m., I will be offering a one-hour Zoom workshop titled Resources for Resilience, Coping Amidst the Losses from the Pandemic. A link about the program is provided next to this homily on our website. My intention of offering a program on resilience is to explore with participants the various ways in which the pandemic has created personal and collective losses and explore and share some best practices of coping. Since the pandemic came to public consciousness, not only have more than 1 million people across the globe have died, more than 225,000 of them Americans, but our ways of working and living have been disrupted. Perhaps the example of St. Paul's resilience may inspire our own. Let us put on the armor of faith. Allow me to conclude with a prayer. You, loving God, give power to the faint and strengthen the powerless. We know that our ability to be resilient comes from you. We thank you that you are our help in all circumstances. Yes, even these times of unprecedented circumstance, you are an ever-present help. As the world changes around us, help us to embrace the change as we are stretched to our limits and beyond. Be our elasticity to snap back better than before. Grant that we may find calm through your divine peace. Equip leaders, first responders, researchers, and all humanity with resilience to combat this virus. Give us discernment to recognize trauma in our bodies and the skill to draw on resilience. May our guide be empathy as we journey together as one humanity through these uncertain times toward recovery and your new creation. It is in Jesus the Christ's name we pray. Amen. This was the prayer of a Bessie Chambers, a Lutheran minister at Augsburg University.